Good morning. My name is Bill Clagge from the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Nazrin Rahman, who is Vice President of the Baltimore County Muslim Council. And Nazrin is here this morning to talk to us about all the great things that the Muslim Council has been doing. So, Nazrin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's wonderful having you. We talked before the show about how we've been working together in various ways, but I'm glad you could come today and talk to us a little bit about all the things that the Muslim Council is doing. You're Vice President of the Muslim Council. How long has the Muslim Council been around?
We formed actually in October of 2002. After 9/11, we thought it's about time that we did something. Before 9/11, what happened is a Muslim kid was a student, a kid who was playing with your kid. There was a Muslim who worked with you, a Muslim who was your neighbor. But they were just like you, and there was no difference. And you took them as they were, and there was no problems at all. But after 9/11, things changed. There was a curtain drawn. The Muslims were Muslims, and rest of us was rest of us.
Right.
And so we thought that this is a good time. We need to get together and be active in the community to let them know who we are and to let people understand what we're all about.
It was a wonderful idea, and it still is a wonderful idea to do that, because very few people are aware of all the great things that the Muslims are doing in the community.
Tell me about it.
How much Muslims are just like everybody else in our American community.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's very true. I look at it, the history of our great fathers who founded this nation. They founded on certain basis. You know, the same thing is in Islam. There's no different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marriage was important. To raise the kids in the right ways was important. Giving education was, you know, the thing that we had to do. The fathers were the breadwinners. I mean, it doesn't mean the woman shouldn't work. Of course, they should work. There's equality in Islam in men and women. So there's no difference, really.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, I think that one of the many reasons why all the prejudice and discrimination happened was because people really weren't aware of the Muslim heritage. You know what I mean?
It just was odd.
It was anybody wearing a headscarf was somebody different.
Correct. And yet, the same fact, you know, it's so interesting you said about the headscarf. This last week, they had the Baltimore City's Commission on Human Relations.
Uh-huh.
They had their breakfast meeting, and I was sitting beside a nun, you know, and she had headscarf, head covering.
Right.
And in fact, I was taught by a Catholic school. I was taught in Bangladesh and by the Catholic, and they all had head covering, you know. And when we were little, we used to wonder what's in the, under that head that they have covered. And now here I am with headscarf, you know. So
your background is from Bangladesh?
I'm native from Bangladesh, but I lived in this country more than my birthplace. I did, you know, so... Long time.
Yes. Are there a lot of folks from Bangladesh or Bangladesh heritage in this country?
I think most people came after our war in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, that time it was East Pakistan, and West Pakistan had people coming from that part of it, and East Pakistan people, that's where the discrimination was in that country, and that's why we had the war, and we divided ourselves up.
Right.
After 91, a lot more scholars did come to United States, and I think there are more flows coming. There have been a opportunity visa.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people did come now around the States and around every places. Yeah, they are.
Good. Well, I guess a lot of people don't even know where Bangladesh is.
Yes.
they know roughly where Pakistan is.
Yeah.
But and they probably have very little awareness that they were part of the same country.
Correct. And the thing is that it's not only Bangladesh. I think in school, you're not teaching the kids the geography. I mean, a lot of people don't know where the states are. Leave aside, you know, Bangladesh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it goes back to the school, what we are teaching to the kids, you know?
Yeah. And that's one of the many things that I know Muslims are working to help. In fact, that was my first, as we were talking before, that was my first contact with the Muslim Council a number of years ago, working with ACBAR on Baltimore County Good Neighbor Week, which is coming up in October. And we're going to have a show on that in a few weeks. But the Muslim Council is very, very active and continues to be extremely active in Good Neighbor Week.
Correct. You're right. We have been participating in it since we have been formed, and we look forward to do it again this year. You know,
yes. Let's talk about Muslim settlement in the Baltimore area.
Mm-hmm.
You've been here a while now, so
yes.
You've seen a number of waves of it, haven't you?
Correct. I surely have. When I came, we were in Canada for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved here, I was working with the provincial government there. And people said, why are you going to the United States? You're going to Baltimore. People kill each other there. You're crazy to go there, you know. And so my husband actually went to Memphis Medical School. So he always wanted to come to States back, you know. So he
uh-huh.
did. We came here. And that was about 24 years ago that we moved here. And even with our community, we were so small and slowly mm-hmm. has been, you know, increasing. The kids are born and, you know, I'm also the principal for the Sunday school in Al Rahman.
Mm-hmm.
And so interesting, we see how many more kids are coming in. And the funniest thing is the kids that used to carpool with my kids, they are bringing their kids in now, you know. So, you know, yeah, it is moving.
It keeps changing. Of the Muslims in Maryland, where are most of them from at this point?
Actually, no, you will be very surprised because, you know, Muslims are from different parts of the world.
Uh-huh.
We have people from name it, any country. In fact, one of the things I want to tell you that nowhere in the nation of the world are such a mixed people as United States, and only except in Mecca during the Hajj time.
Ah.
Where you see people of every nation, rich or poor, privileged and unprivileged, Sunnis and Shiites, everyone there praying to Almighty God. Another place is United States, where you will have Muslims of all region, all of the world, from east to west, you know, Sunnis and Shias, Christians and Judaism, and people following are Jewish or Buddhist. They're all here.
Mm.
You see?
Mm,
so
yeah.
There's no difference. So
yeah.
Basically, you know, we think this is a great place because this is what Islam is all about.
Right. It's about appreciating the diversity.
Not only that, you know, in Quran, God says that I have created nations and tribes so people would know each other and live together,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And where else would you get it but United States?
Amen. Amen.
Know?
Hajj. Now, that's a term I don't think that a lot of folks understand.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about the Hajj?
Hajj is one of the pilgrimage, one of the pillars of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We have to perform Hajj once in our lifetime, if we can afford it only. It is not compulsory. It's not compulsory like Salah. Salah is a prayer. We have to pray 5 times a day. We have to fast once a year, 30 days. Like now it's the month of Ramadan.
Right.
So we are fasting from sunrise to sunset. Then the other one is to believe in God and all the prophets and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last of the prophets, and also give zakat. Zakat is charity. We have to give of our holding 2.5% of gold, silver, or any money that we have hold.
Mm.
Gold that we don't wear it, we keep it in holding. We have to give that money first to give to pure relatives. Second, you give it to the poor neighbors, then your community in large and outside. So that is the way we have to give. This is a compulsory for 3 of them.
2.5%. I think there are very few Americans that give 2.5% to charity right now.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a compulsory part that we'd have to give that one. And Hajj is the other one, that if you can afford it. So people go to Mecca. And that was actually came during the time of Ibrahim. When Ibrahim was mm-hmm. there, he built his house there, as God has asked him to do so. And that's the place we all go there, and we all do the Hajj, the pilgrimage over there. It's so amazing place. I tell you, I went. Before I went, I was really worried about it because mm-hmm. I was claustrophobic, and I thought I have to wear my head hijab and all of those. I thought, oh, mm-hmm. my God, how am I going to do it? But when I went there and I saw all these people, it was so amazing an experience. It's out of this world. Nothing mattered except for the Lord that we came to worship.
One of the things that Americans might have heard of the Hajj is through Malcolm X.
Correct.
And how his trip, his uh-huh. Hajj,
yes.
changed his life.
Correct, exactly.
He realized that Muslims were black, they were white, they
exactly.
were green, they were
yes.
they were of all types, and that the fundamental message was love.
Exactly. And there's no such thing as race or wealth.
Right.
Nothing like that. And I've got every single person, everyone is equal. And I think that was an eye-opener for him,
mm.
you know.
Indeed. Let's talk about what the Muslim community in Baltimore County is working on now.
Right now, we are working on a food drive mm-hmm. for the food bank. We are working on that vigorously. That's one of the things. We are going to have an open house for iftar, the breaking of the fast. It's going to be in ISB, in Islamic Society of Baltimore, on 8th of October, where the neighbors and other people of different faith, everyone is invited to come and experience with us the opening of the fast. that
day. October the 8th?
October the 8th, yeah.
And that's the end of Ramadan.
It's not exactly a week before the ending
week
of
before.
Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that I'm working and have been a co-founder of the Needy Family Program, which uh-huh. we collect clothings for kids and we give them foods, gift certificate for foods also.
Wonderful.
To needy families. So we try to do that during the month of Ramadan because it's a month of giving. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing that we are working on right now.
That's wonderful.
And the other thing is right now, but in October after the Ramadan, we are going to do tree planting. We did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we did in
Bee Tree,
yes, up there.
Uh-huh.
We went there and we planted about 50 trees with the kids from the Sunday school. It was very exciting.
Wonderful.
And we want to do it again. The reason we did it is because 14,000 years ago, our uh-huh. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace be upon him, said that if you plant a tree in the world, it's like planting a tree in heaven.
Ah.
And it's all about environment. It's so interesting that people
yes.
don't understand about Islam, that we have so much virtues that we are working out now. Mm-hmm. We were told so many years ago, the environment is one of the things, that you have to take care of your environment. You know, there is, if you have a plant in your house, and if you don't water it because you're careless, you will be held account of it because if the tree dies.
Mm.
A dog. For example, the dog fighting, it's a dog, so who cares, right?
Uh-huh.
No, you have to care, it's an animal. There was a woman who was a prostitute. She was drinking water, and she finished, and she looked, there was a dog that was dying. So she said, oh my God. So she went and put her shoe into the well to get some water
mm-hmm.
and gave the dog the water.
Mm-hmm.
And God put her in heaven, just mm. being kind to an animal. You know?
So the reverence for all living things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter what it is. And people don't understand that. People think that Muslims are terrorists, but they are not. You know, crime is done by every human being in every race and religion. You
right.
know? It has nothing to
right.
do with, but Islam itself tells you about environment. And they were talking about water purification, you know. And today it was an article about washing hand, that
right.
most people don't
right.
wash hand.
Yeah, that's, well, it says something like, especially men don't wash
their
hands,
yes,
which I have to admit feeling rather guilty about.
Exactly.
But it was something like 50 or 60% of,
I know, very
and it was
high.
A study of O'Hare and,
exactly.
and several airports and some
exactly.
train stations and things. And
I
think the best it got was 80% of women wash their hands.
Wash
right?
the hand. And it's so interesting because when we pray, before we pray, we have to wash ourselves.
Ah.
You know?
And that contributes to that.
Been, yeah.
So hopefully, even Muslim men are washing their hands.
They have to. They must be. They should.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So
that's right.
Those are things people don't know about us. You
Amen.
Know what I mean?
Amen. I thank you so much for telling us about
yeah.
these things, because breaking down the stereotypes, and the best way is to actually learn more about a culture. And,
correct.
And Americans have such an interest in that.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. Could you give us, please, some contacts for how folks could find out more about the Muslim Council and Society, please?
We have a phone number I could give, and also that is the Baltimore. You can email us, bcmc@email.com.
Okay.
And the phone number you can reach Akbar Ansari, he's the president, and his number, 443-850-5600.
Okay, so one could email you at
yes.
bcmc@email.com.
Correct.
Or call the president
mm-hmm.
of the council at 443-850-5600.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nazreen. Unfortunately, we're out of time now. I want to thank you for being our guest
thank
today.
Thank you very much for having us over.
It's thank you. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest today has been Ms. Nazreen Rahman, Vice President of the Baltimore County Muslim Council. Keep up your good work for all of us, Nazreen.
Thank you thank very, you. Very much.
And for living in Baltimore, let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.